And this morning, I'd like us to stop for a few minutes and think and ponder the words of Jesus Christ, the words that he said during his first discourse that is recorded in the book, in the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5. In this Gospel, Jesus had several discourses, several blocks of teachings in which he presented the principles, the rules of the kingdom of God. And we can see Jesus, in a way, as the image of Moses on the Mount of Sinai, but now he is the mountain teaching the crowds. And listen how Matthew starts this. Now when he saw the crowds, he went up a mountainside and sat down. His disciples came to him and he began to teach them, saying. The teachings of Jesus Christ. And it's a very short verse, a verse that will be read also in Romanian for the main sermon by Fratele Mircea. But it's a very profound verse because it encapsulates how a disciple, you, me, every single one of us, should behave in the culture in which we live and function. If you remember, we are in this cycle of messages, the disciple and Jesus, and we looked at, or we used the verse in Acts where Jesus tells his disciples, or actually not Jesus, but the angel that appeared to the disciples. No, it is Jesus, my mistake. In Acts chapter 1, verse 8, but you will receive a power when the Holy Spirit comes on you, and you will be my witnesses, where? In Jerusalem. And we talked about the disciple in Jerusalem being what? At the personal level. In all Judea, a family. In Samaria, in the community, in the culture where we function. So we start today this part of the disciple being functioning and working in the culture. So how are we to do that? Well, the principle is clear. Look at the Gospel of Matthew, chapter 5, verse 13. You are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by man. Jesus uses speaks in metaphors, and Jesus was perfect, but the metaphors and the images he used are not perfect because he speaks to imperfect people. So we cannot spiritualize every single aspect of this image of salt. You can die of having too much salt, of course. But salt is good. Salt is good. And I think when Jesus was speaking to his audience, they clearly understood a few things. And I think we should understand those things and take them for our lives. First of all, when the audience heard Jesus saying, "You are the salt of the earth," I think he or they understood that they have value. Because salt had value. And we heard several messages here. Brother Sami preached one, I remember. The Romans prized salt. It was used for wages. But not only the Romans valued salt. We value salt today. Now, of course, you all know the story of the rich man or the king who called the daughters, and there are many versions. I looked up on the internet, and pretty much every single culture has a story about either three sons or three daughters being asked by some rich or powerful person. And the basic question is, how do you love me? And the first daughter comes and says, well, I love you. In one version says, I love you as a person loves gold. And the father says, oh, yeah, that's a big love. Then comes the second daughter and says, well, how do you love me? I love you as a person loves fine, you know, jewelry. And, oh, that's a big love. You are going to be honored. And the third daughter comes and says, how do you love me? And she says, I love you as the food loves its salt. And the father is like, what kind of love is that? And we all know the end of the story. Salt. Isn't it true that when we eat, when we do the most basic thing for our life, the only thing that we notice is what? That's when it's missing. It's what? Salt. Salt. We value salt. So I think when Jesus was speaking to his audience and to us, he wants to say, do not forget, you have value. You have value in God's eyes. And Apostle Peter says, you have been redeemed with what? Not with gold. Not with gold or with anything of that sort, but with what? With the precious blood of Jesus, right? 1 Peter 1:18 speaks of that, okay? For you know that it was not with perishable things such as silver or gold that you were redeemed from an empty way of life, but with the precious blood of Christ. So never forget that you have value. Does salt have value for us? Do you know what happens if the body doesn't have enough salt? No? Something bad. Something bad happens. You say, oh, we sweat a lot here. We don't even know. So you need to drink a lot of water. But that lot of water washes away something that's very important. The ions of sodium in our body. And without, our heart can go into cardiac arrest. So it is valuable. And Jesus said, when he says, you are the salt, says, don't forget, you are valuable. So my question is to you is, how do you behave? Do you behave like something that you know your value, or you expect the world to give you and assign you value by behaving and doing and valuing the things that the world values? No. You already have value because Christ gave you value because he gave his blood for you. I pray that you'll never forget this, that you have value. Salt speaks of value. Salt, secondly, speaks of purity. Before the salt mines were discovered, the only way to get salt was by the evaporation of salt, seawater. And what was left was very, very pure substance. And the Romans used to say that the salt is the purest of all things because comes from the purest of all things, which is sun and water. So also the Jews were saying, and Jesus was saying, when you bring your sacrifices, bring them with salt. In the book of Leviticus, chapter 2, verse 13. So salt speaks of purity. The Christian, the disciple of Jesus Christ, must be, by definition, an example of purity. Amen? I heard a lot of people on this side, but I didn't hear a lot of people on this side. Amen? Amen. May God help every single one of us, not only the young ones, but every single one, to be an example of purity. Our world lowers its standards. It seems like hourly, right? What are we called to do? We are called to be pure and uphold high standards of honesty, moral purity. We need to be pure in speech. We need to be pure in actions. We need to be pure in thought. It used to be that you have to drive on the streets to look or find sin. Now you don't have to do that. The sin enters your house. You used to have to drive on the streets to see, you know, sin. But now the information highway, it's littered with sin. So be aware of what you watch and what you do. Because you, Christ said, you are the salt of the world. And that means you are pure. He made you that. Please stay that by constantly feeding yourself from the Word of God and living a life of prayer. James says that the true religion, the religion that our God, that God our Father accepts as pure, as faultless, is this: to look after orphans and widows in distress, and what? To keep oneself from being polluted from the world. Being polluted. And we all know what pollution does to environment. That's what sin does to the human spirit. And I pray that you are going to stay pure. That's what Jesus said. And thirdly and fourthly, I'm just going to state them. Salt also speaks of preventing decay. We are to be that kind of factor. When we walk into a room, people who are telling dirty jokes should stop doing that. We should be those kind of people that when we are with them, they should stop making inappropriate remarks. I'm going to ask you, are you? Do others see you that way? I don't want to brag, but I don't eat lunch with my colleagues very often. But it happens. And almost every single time, and these are teachers, and they don't speak, you know, they don't use really, really, really bad language, but and many times it happened. It said, oh, I'm sorry, we forgot you are here. And the conversation changes. That's what salt is supposed to do. Prevents decay. And fourthly and lastly, salt lends flavor to things. This world is tasteless. Okay? We as Christians, we are supposed to bring hope to a worried world. We are supposed to bring peace to a world that's troubled. We are supposed to bring the joy of Christ to a depressed world. Jesus Christ said, you are the salt of the earth. And I pray that you who are here, and us who are here, will understand this. That we being the salt of the earth means that we have value in God's eyes. We are supposed to stay pure. Amen? We are supposed to prevent decay different than those around us. And we are supposed to give this world. I pray one will do this. That way we will be blessed and our Father, God who is in heaven, will be honored. Amen.